This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test. If this was not a test, we would not have told you it was a test.
It's the emergency noodle system.
It's July 8, 2008. I'm the ramen noodle.
With preservative.
A random noodle update.
From theramennoodle.com.
Joining me live for the first time. And yes, that means that he's been dead all of this time because this is the first time that he has appeared on my podcast is my good friend, Jeremy. Jeremy, do you want to give a quick plug about like what website you're from? And
no.
Okay. I've been thinking, you know, it's summertime. And in case anyone is listening to this around Christmas time, just imagine it's summertime because that's when we're recording this, like the intro said. Yeah, you see why I edit my shows. I just confessed.
Editing randomness. You don't know what to do because I'm making fun of you on your own podcast.
Yes, this is very unique because I've never had someone on the show before and obviously had a lot of technical problems. Well, not obviously, because the
not
people
obviously if you weren't here.
Yeah, the people listening to it didn't hear the whole.
Well, maybe it will be obvious when they
hour
listen.
And a half before this
maybe
of just nonsense and trying to record and trying to get live on Ustream. Mm. Hi to our Ustream people.
Pause as he looks at Ustream.
Yeah,
I am way too slap happy because I've been sitting here in earphones for an hour.
That's good. That will make a very fun podcast. So it's summertime. All of us like to stay cool during summer. And we also like to save money during summer. And that's the main thing about being a bachelor or even an elite bachelor. So to save money on your cooling, I've put together a few little tips on some ways that you can still cool your house or that you can stay cool in the summer and save money. And we all like saving money. The first idea, I have to give credit to the classic cartoon Garfield. Not the paper cartoons, but did you ever watch the TV show cartoon?
I used to watch specials.
Okay. That's where, if ever I mention great moments in stupidity, that comes from the Garfield TV show.
Okay.
So this idea also comes slightly from that, but who hasn't thought of this idea? Instead of turning your air conditioner up... Now, let me just clarify. When I say turn the air conditioner up, what does that mean to you?
How much it's blowing out of the vents and making you cool.
So turning the air conditioner up makes the house cooler.
Because if you would have to be turning the thermostat up if you wanted to raise the temperature. The air conditioner itself, if you wanted to blow more, you turn it up. If it's like in a hotel and you have like the little manual dials and you turn it up, people be like, turn the air conditioner up and it blows more cold air.
So really, we can't even turn our home air conditioners up because they're just on or off. So we adjust the thermostat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
So instead of turning your thermostat down to try and keep your house cooler, here's a great idea. Because we all know the air conditioner takes a lot of electricity and it costs a lot of money to run.
Money shmoney.
Leave the refrigerator open. Because you know how cold the refrigerator gets in there?
Yeah, what does it need all that cold for?
Yeah, it's got plenty of cold to go around. Like my water, every time I put this pitcher of water in there, filtered water, about half of the times I pull it out of the refrigerator, it's frozen.
You know, you're supposed to put it on the right side, right?
Does that matter?
It might.
Oh.
Because I think that the left side, you know, might be a portal to Antarctica.
True.
It's always just a little bit colder, if you've ever noticed that. And I think there's a space-time thing going on there.
Could be.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's going on with your water.
So in air conditioning, my air conditioning system blows out air that's maybe in the 50s. The refrigerator has air that is below 45 degrees in it. And the freezer side, dude, that's like in the 30s or 20s. So open that baby up.
Yeah, because of the space time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Open that baby up and you're going to get a nice, cool house. And save a whole lot of money because you won't have to turn your thermostat down in order to cool your house more.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, if you don't like that idea of leaving your refrigerator open. Number two, I came up with this idea one time after I'd finished cooking some ramen noodles in the oven. Hey, great recipe there. Toast it, broil it in the oven. Ooh, that's a nice crisp to the ramen noodles. I left the oven open for a moment, and I came up with this brilliant idea. See, in my house...
Go on. I'm waiting.
In my house, the oven is about 8 feet away from the thermostat. So my brilliant idea for how to cool my house without having to turn the thermostat down is turn the oven on and leave the door open. Because see, get
genius.
This. Yes, get this. When you do that, it heats up the air around it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the thermostat thinks your house is warmer than it actually is. So
right.
It turns the air conditioner on to cool your house. So the result that you get from that is that your house is actually cooler than you have the thermostat set for.
Right. And I'll bet, you know, you could probably even give that an extra little kick by turning on all the burners, you know, particularly gas.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
You know, you probably should light them if they're gas.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe leave pots of boiling water. That
Well, that would mess with the humidity, though.
True.
We want to keep this a dry cool.
True. Very true.
That's what Canadians say, like way up north when it's below zero. They say, yeah, but it's a dry cool.
Yeah, maybe we should see if any Canadians will write in and let us know if that's really something that they say.
I think it was a Canadian who told me.
Oh, could have been a liar Canadian.
Another idea
is
ice cubes are cold, aren't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, otherwise they wouldn't
somewhere
be ice cubes. They'd just be
below
like
32 degrees
things.
Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. Get a whole bunch of ice cubes. Maybe even buy a few bags of ice from your local store. And what are bags of ice these days? Like, they're pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap. You can get a 7-pound bag for like a dollar or something, $1.50, $2-ishness.
A bag of ice is cheaper than a bottle of water. Put ice cubes around your house. Lots of ice cubes. We're talking big freaking ice cubes if you can get it, or just lots.
Those are more.
Oh, okay. Lots of little ice cubes, because you get two advantages here. One is the coldness of the ice cubes will help cool down the house, because ice cubes are cold. So if you scatter them throughout the house, their cold will spread throughout the house, correct?
Sure.
The other advantage is when those ice cubes eventually melt, they leave behind wet carpet. And wet things always feel cooler because of the evaporation. Evaporation cools things.
Yeah, but what about the humidity level? You were dissing my boiling water on the stove.
Boiling water is separate from evaporating water. I mean, steam versus room temperature evaporation from ice cubes. See, it's going to be cold humidity.
That's not dry cold. Okay, well, this is just a different school of thought, so it's fine.
Well, so you get the evaporation from the carpet and from whatever else you put the ice cubes on, so it's still cooling your house even though the ice cubes have melted already. And then if you happen to walk over that carpet, like if you just cover your floor completely with ice cubes, which is what I totally recommend, then you walk on that after all the ice cubes have melted, your feet will be cold.
Have you tried it?
Not yet.
Okay.
By now, you can probably tell these ideas are not serious ideas. But is anything in my podcast that I do really serious?
And I have to say that if you do publish these ideas ever, say in a book or, you know, a blog post, you probably should rephrase this particular point. I shall read it. Place ice cubes around the house. Excuse me. Place ice cubes around the house and wet carpet. Not sure you want me doing that, and I particularly think that you should clarify what you mean if you have a dog helping you with this particular point, because he or she may misunderstand the command to wet carpet.
Number four. Geeks will love this, because this is a great way to save money on your electricity, on your air conditioning, and it just all around improves life. That is, replace all of your cheap CRT big blocky monitors and TV screens and everything, the tube screens and all of that, with LCD monitors. Buy the biggest LCD monitors you can find, because as much power as they save, the bigger you get, the more power they save compared to its equivalent size in a CRT or a tube screen. So you're saving all of that power, and it's all of that radiation that's not going into your house to heat it up, giving it the microwave effect.
That one sounded almost legit.
But it's not.
I mean, you know, just like they all are, legit. All these ideas.
Okay, what you're not thinking about is how much do these really expensive LCD or plasma screens cost?
I don't know. Depends on what you get.
You will never recoup the cost of those screens.
Never?
By the effect that the heat difference will be over the course of time. That's kind of a weak one, isn't
Humor it? With a flow chart is kind of rough.
Number five. I'm particularly proud of this one because it brings some of the West Coast to this region of nowhere, but it doesn't really matter because you may be listening to this podcast from somewhere other than where we are.
Or Antarctica.
We're probably not trying to think of tips for cooling our homes if we live in Antarctica.
What better route?
Or the pro-Arctica.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you pro-Arctica or anti-Arctica?
I'm anti-Arctica.
Oh, okay. In Arizona, when I was out there a few years ago, I was amazed at how many people have these mist makers. Like everything, every restaurant with outdoor seating, even some of the outdoor malls had these mist makers along the way where... Burp!
Take 36. Just thought.
I lost. Okay.
In Arizona.
Yes.
Every freaking person had a mist maker.
Every store had a mist maker.
Every freaking store.
But people don't have them in their homes. Oh. And see, that's the idea. In Arizona, they would place these mist makers around in seating areas so that people could sit out when it was extremely hot. And yet they would be cooled down by the mist coming from these little things.
That's a dry heat, right?
It's a dry heat,
and
but they're spraying cool water on them. So it kind of balances out.
Right.
Yeah. So why not install some of those in your home? So you could have cool mist machines in your home. To help
Why
cool
not?
You down instead of turning the thermostat on the air conditioner down.
Right. And why stop at mist? Why could it not, you know, it could have a mist setting, but, you know, kind of like those shower heads, it could also have like the vibrate massage setting where it just shoots out bursts of water really hard. And it could have just a normal water flow setting where it just kind of sprays. It would cut down on your shower bill, too, because if you've got a shower constantly, why would you need to go take another one?
Very true. Except when you leave the house. But then when you come back, you'd be, like, purified.
Exactly.
So you might want to mix in some soap with it, too. But then that might change the effect of how it cools the house.
Nah,
but if you can't afford to put these mist makers in, because I have no idea how much it'd cost to do, what you could do instead is turn the showers on. All of the showers in the house. Now, make sure that you turn the showers to cold water. Because if you leave it on hot water, then it's wasting all of that electricity that it takes to heat the water, or all of that gas that it takes to heat the water. So you want to make sure you turn that to cold water. So you're not wasting resources as you leave the shower running all day long to help cool your house down. So you don't have to turn the thermostat down.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But then how does the mist, what you would have to do is put one of those big box fans in the bathtub, you know, to blow the mist out. Otherwise, you know, the water would all just stay in the shower mostly. So if you want to circulate the mist, you would need to actually plug in the fan and turn it on and put it under the water, put it in the bathtub. And
this idea needs refinement.
I think it's good as is.
Open a window. So that way the breeze helps blow the cool air from the shower.
Actually, put the plug in the drain first so that the water collects in the bathtub. And then put the fan in because that way you don't
now
waste.
You're just talking nonsense.
Work with me here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, just set it up the way I just described it and jump in the tub.
Why not throw a hairdryer into that too?
Go ahead.
You suicidal freak.
Not suicidal, homicidal, my friend.
I'm trying to tell people how to save money on their heating and air conditioning, or on their air conditioning bills. And you want them to kill themselves?
No, I want... That sounds really mean, but I'm suggesting that you follow through on this plan. Nobody try this at home. And once you break your trips, you'll save a lot of electricity.
That hurts, Jeremy.
It will.
Yeah. It'd be a shocking experience for sure.
I get, when my jokes get, darn it, I can't come up with an electricity pun.
Stupid.
Yes. When my jokes get stupid, I get homicidal. What can I say? It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
We're professional electrocutionists.
Electrocutioners. The sixth way that you can save money is not necessarily for cooling your home, but a way that you could save money and stay cool personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a personal coolness kit.
Personal coolness kit.
Yes.
A piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Piece of cake too.
Wow. That's awesome. Go on. I'm intrigued.
Oh, wait. You said K, not C.
Right.
But cake has a K in it, so...
So it could start, if you were trying to be clever, like, Kool-Aid or something else.
Pineapple.
No, because that, never mind. Go on.
If you want to save money, and if you want to stay cool in summer, but you don't want to do any of these ideas for ways that you could keep your house cool, but you yourself want to cool down during the hot summer, then the best way you can do that without wasting money turning your thermostat down or trying some of these other ideas, which may or may not particularly work for you, depending upon your circumstance and your relation to the equator, whether it's a cousin, a nephew, an aunt, an uncle, etc., and so forth, and all that. Buy a pool. It works for me. Well, I didn't actually buy the pool. I bought the house and the pool came with it. But the pool works great for keeping you cool. Because when you get hot, you just jump in the pool and cool down.
And you could even put a fan in the pool with you to add some cooling.
Would you stop it with the fan thing?
What, are you afraid somebody's going to download your podcast and try it?
I'm just afraid someone's going to download the podcast.
Me too.
I guess you have more to fear from this than I do.
Yeah. How is buying a pool funny?
Because if you're trying to save money cooling your house, I tell you to buy a pool. Please do not spew water on my microphone. Or any of my podcasting equipment. Because I've got like tens of dollars of equipment here.
All right. Water is gone. Okay.
Jeremy, do you want people to follow you on the internet anywhere?
Well, in a cool social networking, I'm not trying to kill you sort of way, yes.
Okay, then where can they do that?
Twitter.
Cool. So just search for Jeremy on Twitter, and he's on there somewhere.
Yeah, I am Phlegon. Phlegon. And I ended that on a tone that sounded like there was more, and there's not.
Oh, okay. And, of course, I am The Ramen Noodle. Theramie. A couple of N's, a couple of O's, and a D-L-E, and a .com. And this podcast is sponsored by D. Joseph Design. Do want to give a shout out to some of the people that have been in the Ustream chat room for this. DG Holmes from the Guys Podcast and generally speaking about the church. Dr. Anonymous, writer mom. Oh, and Ustream Bot. A big shout out to Ustream Bot.
Yes, I mean, man, Ustream Bot. We love you, man.
Yeah, you're right up there with the Google bot. And, you know, just heart goes out to you, man. That wraps it up for this Random Noodle Update.
Random Noodle Update.
So what should we make the next one about?
Pudding.